Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I was wrong. I didn't know I was wrong. For many years, I have been following Burnley in the football as it has been travelling between the Premier and Championship leagues because my son-in-law is an ardent Burnley supporter. And I would like to see Burnley finish at the top of the table, of course. So I'm certainly not about to say that it is wrong to follow Burnley. That's not where I was wrong. What I had wrong was the location of Burnley. You see, for some reason, and I have no idea why, for many years, I thought Burnley was in London. In fact, if you'd asked me where it was, I'd have said, South London, near Croydon somewhere. Then I found out I was wrong and felt quite foolish. New information learnt and checked out means I now know more of the truth about Burnley. How do we know what we know? I make a big point in teaching pastoral students that it is their responsibility to know on what basis they say anything. Where did they get the information, message, news, counsel they are sharing? The answers vary. The sources can be all over the place. The Bible, the Lutheran confessions, church tradition. Because we've always done it this way. Because you told me and I believed you. Everyone knows this. I don't know. I'm making a guess here. It's what I believe. Now, all of those answers are possible, and depending on the situation, there's not a problem with any of them. My point to the students, and to myself, is that it is imperative we know the basis for our answer, information, message, news, counsel, and whatever else we say. In today's world, where the sources of news can be so murky, it is important to know why we know or believe what we do. So, why the Christmas celebration? The early church, to the best of our knowledge, didn't do them. We don't know the date of Jesus' birth. By the 3rd century, working backwards, when an educated guess said that the crucifixion was the 25th of March, and having an assumption that everything about Jesus was perfect, and so he would have lived an exact number of years, which meant that the Annunciation, when Gabriel visited Mary, and Jesus' death were to be on the same day. So, with a perfect 9 months, you then have Jesus' birth on the 25th of December. When Christianity became legalized in the Roman Empire in the 4th century, it then appropriated the Roman Festival of the Sun, which occurred in recognition of the winter solstice, and voila, there is the celebration of the Nativity of the Son of God. In Eastern Christianity, the calculation fixed the date as the 6th of January and came to combine Jesus' birth, the arrival of the Magi, and Jesus' baptism. This history, of course, doesn't explain the why. In fact, why Jesus is remembered at all is a good question, and the answer remains scandalous, impossible, according to the world. But the church celebrates Christmas because they see it by the light of an empty tomb. If the world can prove Jesus is still dead, then we're wasting our time at everything, anything to do with Jesus. However, the world can't prove it. That means the world has its faith, and the church has its faith. So, why the world observes or celebrates Christmas is varied. Maybe many people don't know why. Christians, however, do know, and it is not something to do with the past, but with the present, with us. It's about us coming to grip with the truth that we need rescuing from fear, sin, anxiety, death, evil. And the story of Jesus' birth, of the Incarnation, is the story of what God has done to rescue sinners, us. By the light of an empty tomb, the Incarnation declares another apparent impossibility, that the infinite can be contained in the finite, that Jesus is God with us, that baptism and Holy Communion very much are about meeting Jesus, who was born, lived, died, rose again, and ascended, to love and care, forgive and bless us. This message has been proclaimed for 2,000 years, passed on through the generations, ratified by the Old and New Testaments. Why celebrate Christmas? To meet Jesus and see the grace and love of God in a manger. It is the news that still changes lives today. And I'm not wrong. A blessed Christmas to us all. Let us pray. Thank you, loving Father, for filling the world with the new light of your word, who became a human being. Keep the flame of faith and love burning in our hearts and shining in our lives, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.